Hello, Work That's Worth It listeners. I'm thrilled to bring you a special series of mini podcast episodes to celebrate my book launch. Truthfully, I absolutely love sharing stories and insights from the people I call disruptors for goods with you all. While writing my book, also called Work That's Worth It, I discovered there were so many inspiring conversations that couldn't all fit within its pages. Instead of keeping these gems hidden away in my Dropbox folders, I wanted to get them out in the world. These mini episodes are my gift to you, little bursts of value from the remarkable people who've shaped my thinking about meaningful work. With intention and a little heart, working becomes more than a paycheck. And not just for you, but for the people who work for you too. In every interview for my book, I was able to speak to people I admire on many levels. Disruptors who wanted more for themselves than just an okay life. They wanted more from their careers and more for others. Leaders who let their ambition drive them instead of their fear. Disruptors who are focused on the contribution they want to make in the world. Today, you'll hear from a subsection of my interview with Bernard Law, co-founder of Kind Laundry. I wanted to speak to him for several reasons. He's an immigrant, and they have to work harder for their dreams. His career story takes you through the twists and turns of getting started at work to finding your calling. And his product is tangible and easy to understand. During the interview, Bernard shares his experience as a young immigrant just trying to fit in and deal with the internal pressure to accomplish something in his career. But what stood out most was his resilience. In the following clip, you'll hear Bernard reflect on the moment early in his career when he wasn't seen, didn't feel valued, and was not even allowed to speak up.
I had a bunch of part-time jobs as I was going through school. When I went to college, I actually took advertising as kind of my major. Before I finished college, I had an internship placement to work in an advertising agency. At that advertising agency, so I worked there for 4 months, again, without any pay. And I just remember I had a really, really mean supervisor who literally just tells me to go get coffee, go photocopy. Even if I step into the meeting 30 seconds late, they were like, where are you? How come you're late? In meetings, I'm also not allowed to speak. I don't know why. I'm always caught in these situations where I'm not allowed to say anything. Be like a fly on a wall, don't say anything, take notes, blah, blah. My desk is actually just facing a wall in a corner. So I didn't even get in any interaction with all the other staff members. So that internship experience was horrible. Just the way I was treated and everything like that. And I think maybe at that time, there was a lot more ego and stuff involved. I don't know if you ever watched the show Mad Men, advertising agency. Yeah, that's how that kind of felt like. Fast forward 4 months when the internship was over, I remember my supervisor telling me, hey, you're not cut out for this job. I think you really should go look for another career. Literally, those were her last words to me before I left the agency. That made my self-confidence go really, really low. So then I started interviewing for an advertising agency. In that interview, he had a pile of resume on his desk and I was the next one in. And as I was introducing myself, I'm like, hey, I went to this college, blah, blah. He literally just cut me off 2 minutes after. He's like, hold on, I've heard this pitch so many times. As you can see, I have this pile of resumes on my desk. You're not any different. Tell me something that's different about you. I just froze. I didn't know what to say. I'm like, I don't know. He's like, listen, if you want to stand out from all these resumes, you have to do something different. Because right now, you're just another guy to me that walked in, another kid to me. And then he gave me all these examples about how different companies would advertise themselves to make themselves stand out, blah, blah. But eventually what happened is he pretty much just gave me a life lesson. And he's like, unfortunately, I'm going to end the interview early here, but thanks for coming. Bye. And he just kicked me out of his office. And I remember that moment when I was walking back down to the subway, I hit rock bottom in my life. My internship told me to find a new career. On that first interview, they just kicked me out of the office. It just really hit me what he told me. I'm like, how am I going to stand out? So then what I started doing is I started putting a PowerPoint presentation together to present myself, but in an advertising way. So I remember in school, I learned about SWOT analysis. So I did a SWOT analysis on myself, built this whole presentation together. On my next job interview, I handed my resume in, but I also submitted this PowerPoint presentation, this deck. And actually fast forward in the next five jobs that I interviewed for, I got all of them on the first shot. And I think it's this big differentiator of this PowerPoint that I made, and it all because it came from that guy just gave me that life lesson.
Bernard's early experiences tested his resilience and sparked a commitment to give others something he didn't have. Listen to how he flipped the script to build a supportive culture where employees feel valued, empowered, and part of a larger purpose.
I wanted to make sure that whatever team I bring in, I don't want to treat them the way I experienced life before. I actually really, really care about the mental health, physical health, even financial health of all my employees and people that work with me. I actually even branded this thing on my own. I call it the Underdog Project, which is a side project that I'm doing, is that I think everyone has an underdog story, whether you're an immigrant or not. Everyone has a hidden skill that they haven't discovered yet. For me, I really want to see, especially for the people that work with us, it's like, how do we discover that hidden skill, amplify it, so that you bring that, you know, underdog fight in you, at the same time, kind of just improve your overall lifestyle. That's mental, physical, whatever, yes.
I love that. It's really confidence building. For people to be very happy in a career is to be aligned with who they are and their strengths, because you get the wind at your back when you're leaning into your strengths.
Exactly what you said, like to discover what they're actually good at and double down on that, if anything. And for me as a CEO, as a founder, as a leader, I also need to identify what I'm not good at and hire people that are actually good at that. You know, this is where a team comes in. Like, you know, not one individual can do the, you know, all the work. It requires a village, a team to execute on and lean on each other and trust each other. So that is kind of like the company culture that we instilled into Kind Laundry. This family environment that we're all in this together. We see each other more than we do see like our own family members. So we actually have this culture where we become very vulnerable with each other as well. Every other week, actually, we have a self-development week with our team. And we actually watch a video together, whether that's like Tony Robbins, Mindvalley. We watch a 20-minute video together. And then afterwards, we would actually discuss about some of the struggles that we're going through personally and how we can like relate back to what we just learned. We're also identifying like what's our means goal and what's our end goal. So for example, a means goal is if a staff member tells us that I want to make more money. Right. But then it's like, why? What's the end goal to that? Oh, it's because I want to take my kids to Disneyland. Right. So great. We need to understand that that's your end goal. And that's actually the more important thing that you focus on rather than earning more money, because there's so many ways to get there. Like, are you even spending your money effectively in your personal life? Let's look at that area. Right. Because like, there's no point for you to make more money if you're kind of wasting it on other things. Right. So
it's a really holistic approach to running a business where you are deeply caring about the whole human that is showing up working for you, and you're taking time to get to know them, their desires, their wants, their end goals. And it's in a way the environment that the opposite of where you landed when you emigrated to Canada.
Correct. Yeah. I think it also shows our employees as well that we're, even us as leaders and founders, that we're also just human. We go through the same struggles as them, and it makes them, I'm hoping so, that it's more relatable for them, that they can approach us like a normal person and not seeing us as like this person on a pedestal and that they can't talk to us, right?
Bernard didn't push through just to get the next raise or title. He chose to build something better. Kind Laundry isn't just a place to work. It's a place where people know their value. Because what we build, how we build it, and how it impacts others matters.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this mini episode. If you found this valuable, I have a special offer for my podcast listeners. You can get access to the first chapters of my book completely free. I share details in the show notes, so definitely check it out and you can get started reading today. Or, ready to dive into the full journey? Head over to workthatsworthit.com to get your physical copy of my book or wherever you buy books online. I would be absolutely delighted to have you both as a reader and a listener. Remember, the average career is 90,000 hours of your life. That's too significant to spend on work that doesn't fulfill you or add value into your life. Thank you for being here and making space to discover what's worth it for you.